up if you're here. And I think we should give, do you know what, we're standing in the third row there this morning, listening to Priceless Treasure. And the people that give are the most enthusiastic every week singing the kids' songs are the Parkers. So give them a round of applause. Well done, guys. Now, guys, we heard from Scripture this morning. So that's God's Word in His Bible. And we heard about how long and high and wide and deep the love of God really is. Now, I want your help this morning, helping me to measure how big God's love is. Who thinks they can help me this morning? Come on, yous are all quiet, and all your mommies and daddies are going, yous are never this quiet. Who's going to help me this morning? Me? Okay, there's a few of you that are awake, okay. So, first of all, sometimes at home, I like to bake, okay. Sometimes I make lemon meringue. Sometimes I make banana bread. Who likes banana bread? Oh, I love banana bread, okay. And there's different instruments that I need to use. The first instrument I might use is maybe a set of scales, and that might be measuring out how much flour I need or how much sugar I need, or maybe how much butter I need to put into the cake. But this morning I brought along this. Who can tell me what this is? You've heard this before, haven't you? It's a measuring jug. What might I use a measuring jug for, Emma? Measuring out ingredients, so like milk or water, okay? This morning, I think we could use this to measure how big God's love is. Do you think we could? There's a few skeptics in here. Okay, so let's have a go. Let me see. Emma, I want you to come up here this morning, okay? And I'm going to give you a big jug. It's water, but it says God's love on it. Can everybody see that? Okay. So we're going to pretend this is God's love inside this big jug. And what I want you to do is to fill this here jug to see if we can measure how much water is in this. Okay? So you pour it for me if you can. Use both hands. Keep pouring. Oh, we're going to be here all day, guys. Keep pouring. Keep going. It all has to come out. Keep pouring. What has happened? It's overflowing. Emma, let me see. I'm going to get a microphone here. And on this measuring jug, there's a little note, okay? What does this note say? Can you read it out for everybody?
The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want my cup runs over the overflows.
So my cup overflows. That's as much as God's love. God's love, we can't be contained inside a measuring jug because His love is so big that it overflows even a measuring jug. Emma, thank you very much. Thank you. Give Emma a round of applause. Now, it's a good job that I work in a school because if I didn't work in a school, I wouldn't have access to all these hair measurements, okay? So don't tell St. Colin Bannis that I stole their measuring tape, Adam, okay? Right. This is 50 meters long. Who else has got a 50 meter measuring tape? Nope, no, neither did I. So I had to borrow this. Oh dear, oh no, you have one okay at the back. Very good, okay. This morning, what we're gonna do is we're gonna see if God's love could fit inside this whole church. It's a pretty big church, isn't it? We're gonna measure it, okay? You're gonna be my helper, okay? You're gonna take the end of this measuring tape. So remember, this is 50 meters long, okay? And you're going to go back as far as you can, all the way, and I'm going to go all the way back here. Are you ready? Come on, head all the way back. Oh. I think you may need to go out the door as well. Wardens, could you open the door for us? Let's see. All the way back. Let's see, all the way. You might need to go outside as well. All the way back. And it stopped. Don't go outside, Jess. Don't go outside. So you can come back in now. Where is she? Come all the way back in. So even this tape measure at 50 meters long can't measure how big God's love is. Does anybody want to read this here verse out for me? Amelia, would you like to read it out? You can't read it out, no problem. Victoria, do you want to read this out for me? What does it say? Thank you for winding that all up. Hang on, let me get your microphone.
The Bible tells us that God's love is higher than the heavens.
Higher than the heavens. So we can't measure God's love even with a big 50 meter long tape measure. Okay, this is getting really complicated, isn't it, boys and girls? How are we going to measure God's love? So right, let's put this here all the way back here. Oh, hopefully I'll be able to unwind this later. Or wind it up, should I say, not unwind it? Okay, I need help with this one. This is an instrument that some of you, maybe later on in life, might use. What is it, Riley? You don't have a clue? Okay. It's used to make a circle, but we might need to ask people out here. What is this? Adam, what is it? It's a compass, and it's used to make circles. Is that right? Is that what it's used for? Yeah. Okay, good. At least I got that one right. Now, this is Judah's target that he's got at home to play a wee game. What do we notice about a circle? Judah. It never ends. Okay. There's no edges. It's just got one big face. But the circle never ends. Judah, what does this here compass say here? Do you want to read it out for me?
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 136.
Good man. Brilliant. So God's love, yeah, give him a round of applause. So I've been told before that a circle is very, very special, because whenever you see a circle, remember God is love, that there's absolutely no ending to a circle. So we can't even use a compass to find out how big God's love is. Right, this is my last chance, okay? Who can tell me what this is? Riley, what's this? A little watch thing, it's called a stopwatch. Well done, good man. And where might you ever see a stopwatch, Riley? People at the gym, or they're out running, they're running a race. Okay, some people might in here this morning, you actually use this to wonder how long I'm going to speak for this morning. And go, oh, is he going to drag on all day long? But I've got a challenge for you. And I've got a challenge for everybody out here. We're going to try and measure to see if you guys can measure in your heads 1 minute. Okay? And I want everybody to close your eyes. Okay? That's you as well, Nigel. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to start the timer, okay? Whenever you think 1 minute has passed, I want you to stand up or raise your hand, okay? Now, boys and girls, whatever mummies and daddies or grannies and grandas say, just a minute. That minute can be a long time, can't it? Okay, so everybody close your eyes, and I'm going to tell you when to start. Go. 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato. Oh, so I've got one hand up already. Some of the boys and girls are still counting. Still more hands going up. Not everybody has raised their hands yet. And stop. Okay. So, I was watching to see who came in early. Belinda, you were first. Okay. Belinda came in at 34 seconds. 34 seconds! That was almost half a minute. Do you know who the winner in here was today? From out here, guys, do you know who the winner was? Do you know who the winner was? It was David with 1 minute exactly. David, well done. David, at the very end, there's a bowl of sweeties, and I can let you have a sweetie at the end, okay? If Anne allows you, that is all right. Boys and girls, we could wait here forever with this stopwatch and try and measure how long God's love would last. But who wants to read the very last verse out for me? Riley, would you read this one out? Okay, you read this nice and clear. So what does it say about this?
The Bible tells us that God loves us from everlasting to everlasting.
Good man. So the Bible tells us. Well done, Riley. The Bible tells us that God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. There is absolutely no end to it. Boys and girls, I think we have failed our mission this morning. We can't possibly measure God's love. Yes, and Jenny, you're right. You've just reminded me. Because the last verse that I've got here is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's probably one of the most well-known verses that there could be. Is this, Jenny? Do you want to read it out again? No, he doesn't want to read it out. Okay, come on ahead. Okay, well, let's see.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Thank you. Perfect. Now, boys and girls, in a wee minute, Judah's going to hand out paper and colouring ins for us all, okay? Judah, you stand up for me, darling, okay? You go over and get the paper and colouring ins. That's perfect, okay? And what I want you to do is, while I talk to mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas out here just for a few minutes, what I want you to do is go away and create a lovely bright picture that tells us all about how much God loves us. I want you to maybe include a big heart. I want you to maybe include some of the verses that you might have heard this morning. Make it bright and make it colorful. Once you have your picture done, there's a big bowl of sweeties at the back with Michael, and he's going to give some sweeties out for people who have finished their coloring in. So you can all go back to your seats there, guys. Okay? Give them all a round of applause for helping me. Thank you so much for helping, guys. Guys, we have heard this morning that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish but have eternal life. You see, this morning we were learning with the boys and girls that it's almost impossible to measure God's love. We don't need to, but let me tell you this, we all need to experience that love. And Matthew's going to play a video on the screen right now for us.
This is where Jesus comes in. The little baby boy born in a manger, the man doing miracles and preaching and teaching. This man, this Jesus, would give his life on the cross as a once and for all payment for our sins. And this payment would forever break down the wall of sin and guilt that separates us from God. Jesus' sacrifice made right the relationship between God and humans. Scripture says one day he'll return to finally redeem all of his children, ushering in an eternal reign from heaven's throne. And from that day on, all nations will join in an eternal song of worship to God. Oh, and you know that thread we talked about? The thread that ties all this together. That thread is love. God's unfailing love for all humankind. A love big enough to seek the redemption and reconciliation of all people throughout all time. A love big enough for the whole world. A love big enough for you. It is a cool story, and it's all right here. So if you want to know more, go ahead, pick it up. The thread is waiting.
The thread of God's love from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. We see it about how much God loves each and every one of us. This morning, as Nigel read to us, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus. He was imprisoned in Rome about AD 62, and Paul writes this letter to his followers in the early church, mainly for them to remain positive, to remain true in their faith, and even though they face some very harsh and hostile opposition. And in the verses, Paul's praying that the people's worlds would expand, that their minds would literally blow apart, so that they could realize how big God's love was for them. He says, I pray so that you would be able to grasp together with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and know the love of Christ which goes beyond all knowledge, so that you might be fulfilled with the fulfillment of God. Paul is speaking here to all of us, to a people who were disobedient to God, living against him, completely undeserving, spiritually dead. And then he brought us into forgiveness, adopted us as his children, raised us to life, and gave us a new life to live, and a life of assurance that one day we would be with him in heaven. That's a reality that we can know now. The more we see God's love through Christ, the more that we reflect on it, the more massive it becomes to us. God's love is something, just like the boys and girls were learning this morning, that we can never exhaust. Paul was speaking to his followers this morning, and he wanted them to lift their eyes beyond their suffering, beyond their discouragement, and see a plan, see God's plan for his world. Even more than this, he wants them to lift their eyes to the love of Christ, a love which is truly knowable by experience, but ultimately unfathomable. You see, there's four little points I want to cover this morning. One, the love of Jesus has width. Now, I brought a tape measure along with me this morning, and that was from our geography department in school. And every year, the boys and girls, they go out and they measure out rivers. And you can see how wide a river is. It starts off small, right at the very beginning of the source. This is where it gets technical. And then it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger the further it gets to the mouth of the sea. And God's river of love is so wide that it covers all of our sins. It covers over every circumstance of our lives. The Bible tells us that none of us are without sin, that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Before we met Christ, we were in a mess. We were lifeless, we were dead in our sin, but the reality is there's a better way to live, and that's the way of the cross. Jesus himself declared that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Well done, kids. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. At the age of 13, I became a Christian. I became a Christian at Summer Madness way back on the 1st of July 2005. That night I heard the gospel in a new and incredible way. I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. I was under conviction of my sin. I remember the preacher that night. He stood, and as he was speaking, all that I could think about was, this sermon's just for me. And I see a few of you nodding here this morning. Maybe you've been in that situation too. I knew I couldn't leave the King's Hall that night without making my life right. That I couldn't go home without saying sorry to God for the things that I had done. I thanked Jesus for dying on that cross for me. And there I surrendered my life. I handed over the reins of my life and I said, Jesus, to you I surrender all. Secondly, the love of Jesus has length. When considering length of God's love, ask yourself, when did the love of God start towards me? How long will it continue to be in my life? Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3 says. For you, if you've been thinking about that this morning, and when I became a Christian, I've just celebrated 20 years living with Christ in my life. That was the best decision I have ever made. Life hasn't been easy. There's been rocky patches, there's been ups, there's been downs. But every day I have the assurance that Jesus is walking beside me. I love that little hymn, and I know we kind of only sing it at funerals, but what a friend we have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. I have a friend who walks beside me every single day. And I know many of you here, maybe look at 20 years and go, he's still in his infancy stage. Maybe you've been walking with Christ for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And I say, praise God for that. But surround yourselves with people who are knowledgeable about the love of Christ, who want to pass that on to you. Look around you and see the people who are mature in their faith. Surround yourselves with them. No story or testimony is ordinary. We can learn from each other and encourage each other on this journey of faith. And I want you to know that your story is special, just like mine. Thirdly, the love of Jesus has depth. Philippians 2:78 says these words, but he made himself no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. How much lower could someone go than dying on a cross for us? That's how deep the Father's love is for you and for me. He went to that cross at Calvary. He died a criminal's death. But he knew that he had to do that because that was his rescue plan. But the good news is he doesn't stay dead, because today we serve a risen Savior, a conquering Savior, one who defeated death. Death has no more sting. And as John quite rightly put it, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I think of my little family unit. I think of Laura and Judah, and I think, my goodness, I'm so blessed. I love them with an everlasting love, but really, that love is nothing in comparison to what God did for me and for you by sending his one and only Son. That is the depth of God's love for us. I think about Jesus whenever we look at the Easter story and we see him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he cries out, Father, if it's your will that you take this cup from me, please, please do. But it was pure obedience. Obedience that fought through the pain and the anguish on that cross. The obedience that kept him on the cross. There's a little saying that says that it wasn't the nails that held Jesus there, it was love. No greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. And today Jesus calls us friends if we're willing. And my fourth and final point, the love of Jesus has great height. To see the height of God's love, you've got to ask yourself this simple question. How high does it lift me? You see, it lifts me to heavenly places where I'm seated with Christ. Ephesians 2:6 says, he has raised me up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places of Christ Jesus. One day, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will have utter assurance We have this utter assurance now, but one day we'll be with God in heaven. No more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more separation, no more sickness, no more hunger, no more anxiety, no more depression, no more cancer, no more illness. Just a place filled with the glory of God. I know I'm going there. My question to you this morning is, will you be there with me? Are you assured of your salvation this morning? I came across a little poem as I was preparing for my talk this morning, and it says this. It says, "Well done, my child, well done. I cannot see the finish line that's somewhere up ahead. The home stretch may be very close or miles away instead. However far may lie between that mark of where I run, these words are what I long to hear the day my race is done. Well done, my child, you finished well, the crown of life you won. You fought the fight, you ran the race. Well done, my child, well done. I cannot see the finish line, but Jesus knows its place, and he will give sufficient strength to reach it by his grace. So I'll just run until he says, come home, and welcomes me. I'll keep right until I hear these words of victory. Well done, my child, you finished well, the crown of life you won. You fought the fight, you ran the race. Well done, my child, well done." This morning, can we really comprehend how wide, how high, how long, how deep that God's love is? To come to any understanding of that love, we first must come to the cross. When I look at the cross, we see four different ways: going up, going down, going left, going right. Gee, I say to you this morning, God's love is wide enough to include every one of us. God's love is long enough to last through all of eternity. God's love is deep enough to reach the worst sinner. God's love is high enough to take us to heaven. Let me read that one more time. God's love is wide enough to include every person. God's love is long enough to last through all of eternity. God's love is deep enough to reach the worst sinner. God's love is high enough to take us to heaven. Folks, may we leave this place this morning knowing and experiencing God's love in a new and exciting way. He loves you, he loves me. He loves the worst of the worst. This is a world that needs the love of a Savior. Are you going to carry it outside these doors this morning? Are you going to spread that love? Let us pray together. God, we thank you this morning for this great love that you have for each one of us. We thank you, God, that your love reaches to all places right across this world. God, we thank you for those who have served you and worshipped you and lived with you in their lives for many, many years. And we pray, Lord, for those this morning who are maybe still on that brink of taking that step with you. God, we ask you that you would just draw near to them, that they would know their need of salvation, that they would know that they are so incredibly loved by you. God, we pray for all of our family, all of our friends, people, Lord, that are on our hearts, that we would love to see welcomed into the family of God. So Holy Spirit, just come and fill us with boldness. Fill us to be people who carry this great love message outside of these walls and don't forget about you. But Father, may we stand strong, may we stand bold and declare that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. For your honor and your glory today, we pray. Amen. Let us stand together to sing.
Streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
This takes a long time.